This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans, here on a Saturday. It's a podcast edition of Busted Open Radio. Happy Halloween. I'm your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell, joined, as always, by the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. And Mark, it's Halloween, and we got a very special episode for our listeners out there.
Man, special episode. Scary episode. Things that I didn't even think I would be able to sit through. And listening to your brother changed me a little bit inside.
Yeah. Well, he's not lying. Yeah, you heard it right there. My brother, Chris McKinnell, we operate in different worlds. He's my older brother, but from one side of the family. He's my half-brother. His grandparents, yeah, they're Ed and Lorraine Warren. That's right, of the famed Conjuring Annabelle universe. He is, my brother, Chris McKinnell, one of the leading foremost experts in paranormal research. He is the director of the Warren Legacy Foundation. And yeah, he stops by the show on this episode, and you get to hear it. But, Mark, this is a pro wrestling show. Yeah, we talk a little demons and possession and exorcism, but we also get into our scariest wrestlers, our scariest entrances, and some scary moments in WWE history, and that was pretty fun.
And none more scary than Roman Reigns, none more scary than The Fiend, and many, many more.
And how about from a historical standpoint, we got one of the scariest men to ever step foot in the squared circle as a part of this episode, the Boogeyman, Marty Wright, stopping by, Mark. And yeah, it's a scary conversation, but it's also a hilarious conversation because we get old strip club stories from you and old Martin, the Boogeyman. And well, that is in of itself. Easy for me to say, is worth its weight in gold. I think listeners should just check out this episode just for that.
Just for the Marty Wright story, Boogeyman's, yeah. It'll be worth it, guys.
Yeah, not that we need to go with the hard sell here, Mark Henry. I think it speaks for itself. So we're just gonna let the listener sit back, relax, click play on that browser, and hey, we still got a few hours until Halloween properly kicks off. So let's let these fans enjoy some pro wrestling talk. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Bust it open on a Saturday. Let's get it going. Listeners, I should preface this. Yeah, Mark kind of walked into, well, he walked into a show. I mean, it's his show, but we kind of made this show thinking, well, it's Halloween. Everyone's going to want to celebrate the scary. Everyone's going to want to, you know, tell spooky stories and talk about ghosts and the paranormal and boogeymen and whatnot. And then I forgot that Mark Henry legitimately doesn't like scary stuff. Yet last night, Mark Henry, you were out scaring the shit out of little kids with a chainsaw and a creepy wig. It's hypocritical.
Yeah, and also I punished myself. I punished myself for the kids. Last night I fought Satan himself. I fought Satan till about 4 o'clock in the morning. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning sweating like I ran a marathon, breathing like my heart was about to bust out of my chest. But I'm here, guys. Satan was defeated.
Now, wait a minute.
You fought the world's strongest slam on a pile of hot lava rocks. And it was just, you know, it's one of my greatest wins. I'm going to put it right up there with Taker and wrestling Taker. I'm going to put it right up there with beating Randy Orton for the world heavyweight title. I'm for beating Kane and Big Show for the world heavyweight titles. Like, momentous. You used the word momentous. Momentous win last night against Satan himself.
Get nightmares. You know, I think I figured out why scary things and like ghosts and the paranormal freak you out, because you are, and we were talking about this before the show. I mean, you're a great guy. Yeah, you know, WWE Hall of Famer, ambassador for the sport, Olympian, so much that you've done for children and goodwill, right? But you are a terrifying human being. Like, you're the world's strongest man. Like, you can literally rip people's limbs off of their body. And I mean, you could pretty much handle every situation, but Mark Henry, you can't handle ghosts. You can't handle the paranormal. No. They go through you. Yeah.
And they
can't beat them with physical strength.
No, you can't. And the biggest damage is what they do to you in your subconscious. Mm. And like when you're idle and, you know, it might not even have something to do with the current moment, but you hear something. The hell was that? It's like they get in your head and make you think stuff. And, you know, I'm a grown ass man. So, you know, something in the closet, I'm not thinking about nothing in the closet. But if you open the closet and you see some, the figure that I showed you last night of me scaring kids.
Yeah.
Like that should have, it might not hurt you, but it'll make you hurt yourself. And I'm not trying to run slap dab into a brick wall and knock myself unconscious because what I thought might have been something, but it really was some sheets hung up with somebody, grandma's old wig hanging off the top of the. Your mind is playing tricks on you. That's what I don't like.
Well, you kind of said it. You don't like scary things. Obviously, this is a Halloween edition of Busted Open. We have plenty to get to, including a full recap of SmackDown. And we got fun stuff lined up for you the next 3 hours. Scariest wrestler, scariest entrances, scariest moments. Basically, Mark, we booked, Guns and I, we booked this whole show around Halloween without really like, I don't know, conversing with you. You know, Mark will be fine. Didn't even think about how much you are
doing
actually...
that shit on purpose. Well, don't be acting like you are... Oh, I didn't even know.
Well, I mean, listen, you're a busy man.
Like
we don't want to inundate you. We don't want to inundate you with problems. That? Yeah.
I can't do that? No, sir. That's illegal. I didn't know.
I didn't know I couldn't do that. No, Chip!
But Dave, I did know.
That's awesome. God. So... we booked the Boogeyman. Boogeyman is coming up in hour three. One of the scariest WWE superstars of all time. And then in hour two, when we were talking about ghosts and Halloween, I mean, this didn't come to fruition until like Thursday. But as we were talking about it, and I was talking with Guns, and we were talking with Gabby in a group text, and we were talking about how Dave and Tommy had a paranormal expert on Wednesday. I was like, well, we got to do something for Saturday. And then I thought, wait a minute. I've kind of got family. I got skin in the game with the paranormal, Mark Henry. And I think I talked about this once before on the show. I never really talk about it on social media. It's not really a part of my life, but it is definitely a part of my history. My brother is one of the foremost experts in paranormal research in the country. He is the grandson of Ed and Lorraine Warren. So, Mark, when you talk about The Conjuring, when you talk about Annabelle, my brother, now same dad, different mom. So it was the different mom side of the family. He grew up and was next in line for Ed and Lorraine Warren. He's going to come on the show. He's in Scotland right now handling some paranormal cases. He's the director of the Warren Legacy Foundation for Paranormal Research. So, Mark, he's also, which I think you'll enjoy, an ordained minister who can perform exorcisms. My brother has performed exorcisms on top of being with the Warrens. So that should properly scare the shit out of you.
Well, I mean, I could just say right now that, you know, it's safe to say we'll never meet. His ass could be standing next to Jesus. And they're going to be like, hey, man, Jesus over there. Oh, but you know that paranormal dude that lived in the Annabelle house growing up is standing next to. Oh, man, I sure wanted to meet Jesus. All right, well, I guess I'll go get some barbecue. I'm out.
Speaking of barbecue. Oh. Speaking of barbecue, did Dave LaGreca call me neckbeard? I just want to get this. Did he call me neckbeard yesterday?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I just want to say they're only
the world's strongest man versus neckbeard.
Yeah,
and you know some. I think it was it Rodney Garza that posted the picture.
He
of
did.
Me you as vampire, but I think he referred to you as neckbeard.
Yeah. So you brought up barbecue. There's only three things I care about in this world, Mark Henry: professional wrestling, barbecue, and my facial hair. That's it. That's all I care about. And this beard, Mark, now you got a great beard. I'm not trying to have like a beard off here on Saturday, but I have a beautiful freaking beard. Far from a neck beard, Dave LaGreca.
Yeah, and it's trimmed up.
Yeah, it is trimmed up.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you, man. And Dave and I have a good relationship. I love and respect Dave LaGreca. But if he keeps coming at my beard and he keeps calling me neck beard and this catches on, Garza, I appreciate the work you do. I'm just saying, I'm a very sensitive fellow. And I cherish this facial hair. I'm just saying, I guess, you know, it's a Saturday. We're all feeling festive. Can we leave the facial hair out of it?
Yeah, Dave, you might want to leave Ryan alone.
Thanks,
before
Mark.
He puts you in the headlight. Now, y'all, you remember, Dave, y'all not in the same weight class. Ryan could pick your ass up and barrel toss you across the room.
At the very least. At the very least, Mark, I could pull the old schoolyard, you know, lay Dave down under the slide and just sit on him. You know, fat dudes just sit on people. People underestimate how many times in your life, Mark Henry,
damage that could be done to you
just by sitting,
screwing around with the fat kid.
Yep. Thank you.
Put your ass on the merry-go-round and spin it till you throw up. That's what I used to do. I would get those kids. Hey, I like you. Hey, I'll spin it for you. Y'all get on. You and you. The rest of y'all. No. Don't get on. But y'all get on. And I would spin their ass today. Okay, let me out. No, you little bastard. Yeah, you only do that, huh? How about some of that and dirt? And then, no, really? Okay, that brought me a lot of joy. Just
I feel like the listeners are riding with you. I feel like they could put themselves in that position. Like they were there on the schoolyard that day, whatever day that may have been.
Were you nauseous? And if that happened to you, that was because you're an asshole.
Exactly. Probably making fun of some 8-year-old's facial hair, yep, calling him neckbeard. Well, I don't know how that ends up, but you get the point. I digress. Anyway, let's keep things civil. It's Halloween, going to be a little scary. We got paranormal researchers coming up. We got the boogeyman coming up in hour 3. We got weekly winner coming up. We got plenty to get to. Mark, I'm going to throw it out. We're going to start the conversation. We're going to come back. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about SmackDown. Before we do, though, I want to get things started on this Halloween. This is actually October 31st. I know we've had celebrations throughout the week, as you should. There should be a whole week celebration of Halloween. It's that type of holiday. It deserves it. But before we do, let's start the conversation. We're going to throw it out to the listeners, Mark, because I want to get their thoughts. 877-344-4893-877-FIGHT-93. Scariest WWE superstars of all time, Mark Henry. Ooh. I want to get your thoughts. I think, you know, what I like about this is I feel like generationally we're a little bit different. So someone who was scary to you growing up probably won't resonate with me as much as, like, for me, like, one of the scariest people, like, ever in pro wrestling history is one of your best friends, the Godfather / Papa Shango. That dude scared the absolute ever-loving shit out of me as a child because of the voodoo, the realism,
and Boogeyman,
the blood.
Too.
And the Boogeyman too. I'm just saying. But for me,
and
Papa Shango.
I have a story.
Okay.
About the Boogeyman. Or two. That one is going to scare you and one may just have people think differently about me.
All right. So I'm eagerly anticipating that because I got a little preview of this before the show started. So I'm going to be talking to Boogeyman. Well, we'll be talking to Boogeyman in hour 3. And yeah, Mark, Boogeyman was scary to me, but also Boogeyman like came along at a point where I was a little bit older. So I was already watching like horror movies and like being scared. So it was different. You get what I'm saying? Like with Papa Shango, I was like 9-10 years old. That dude was terrifying. I didn't know about the business. Like to me, with Ultimate Warrior and that stuff with Shango, like that was real to me, right? Like it was as real as it gets, as the tagline likes to say. So what about you? Shango always stood out to me because of the voodoo stuff. You know what else stood out to me? Doink the Clown. Remember when Doink originally came on?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that are afraid of clowns. And I think that Doink was kind of fun, though. So he didn't really scare me. Back then,
who scared me was
the Missing Link. The Missing Link used to scare me as a little kid because that patch of hair on his head, and he used to make all those crazy-ass sounds and walk around. Just, man, I just like, man, like he, that's a scary, like, what's wrong with him, mama? And she, baby, I don't know. Like he looked like he lost it. Like that's the kind of stuff that I was fearful of as a kid.
You also, you came from an era where two of the scariest people, I mean, inside of the ring and kind of outside of the ring, by all accounts, great human beings, but the reputation that they had and the stories surrounding them, I didn't get to grow up in that era, but watching it now, like watching Bruiser Brody, watching Brody swing that chain in the crowd.